This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Chodesh today, the beginning a month of Nisan. Understand and to appreciate the Heibenkeit from that Chodesh. Avada, we know there's Pesach. If you look at the Shainim and Achainim, it's not only Pesach, it's the whole month of Nisan, which is a meiridike, the Heiben a month. All the way up back to the Rishainim already. The discussion of the Chshivis of the month of Nisan. It's interesting, we don't say Tachton the entire month of Nisan. So the Cheshbon is Yantif, and then there's the Nisim, and once already the month had most of the time without Tachnun, so already you don't say Tachnun, which is an interesting reason. If you look at the Rishayim, it seems that the ganze Chedesh for Nisan has in it Yantif. Well, in Mela there's no Tachnun. So today I'd like to discuss Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, what is Nisan? So we'll appreciate, and we could take out from the Zman what the Zman has to offer us. If we make the Zman only about the mumble jumble, let us use those words for lack of better terms, of preparing for Pesach and the buying and the selling and the tumult of cleaning, it could get very, very hectic in the month of Nisan. We could overlook and have an oversight of what the actual Nisan, what is it, what we could take from it. So I'd like to Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach to discuss Nisan, what is it. So if you ask anybody, he'll tell you that Nisan, the word Nisan comes from the word Nes. This is the Chodesh of Nisan. It's the Chodesh that the Rabbeinu Shlomo Olam turned over Maisa Bereishis in Mitzrayim. Meiridike Nisan. That's what everyone would tell you. If you look in the Piyutim, from the Yoytzus, from Parshas HaChodesh, we actually say this pretty clearly. HaChodesh Asher Yeshuais Boi Makifais. Say it clearly that the Yeshuais are Makif, the Chodesh, they surround the Chodesh. Chassidische Sfarim werd gebracht. Oder Ani Hashem Reifecho Alef Dalet Reish. Ir is weiter Ani Hashem Reifecho. Growing up, you probably heard Oder is Ani Hashem Reifecho, and others say no, it's actually Ir is Ani Hashem Reifecho. Sfarim shtei beides zinen Ani Hashem Reifecho. And in Zoya werd gebracht klar that the Matzah is the gesinste Sach. It's Meichel das Wasser. It's food that heals the person. Stomach means ruchnius more than it does mean gashmius. Bakal panim. Sichoidish asher Yeshua is bein akifas. That's what I think it does. He's up the belt. This is famous. There's even deeper Torah that the word nes, nun in samach, those are the two things in Ashrei. Seinach Hashem lecha neiflim. After neifel oisaisiv kum. So the word Nes has to do with that. Nun and Samach. That when Klal Yisrael falls, Samach, they go up, B'nai Yisrael, there's Torah about it. See, Alzdei Hashem. Habay say there's one thing that we have to point out. There is no such thing as Nisan, really. Which means that the word Nisan is not a Lashon Kodesh word. So all the drashes that we're going to say in the word Nisan, it's not from Lashon Kodesh. And you're looking at me, what am I talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. It's a Taisis in Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yerushalmi. Ramban is bariches about it. All the Rishonim of Fenard speak about it. In the Torah, we don't have months. It's Chodesh HaRishon and Chodesh HaSheni and Chodesh HaShlishi. We don't have in the Torah Nisan Yosef and Tammuz. We don't have it. You know, there's a lot of Torah. Av is Menachem Av. It's not Lashon Kodesh, the word Av. It doesn't come from Lashon Kodesh. How about Macheshvin? A lot of people have an issue to get married in Macheshvin because Macheshvin. Macheshvin, it's bitter. There's no Yom Tovim. Stechemet already speaks about it. And he says that it's not coming from Munzer Lashonis Bechlal. And this is a Mefurash Ramban. On the pasuk of Achedesh Hazel Lachem Reish Chadashim, Zok the Ramban, that it actually comes from Paras. And he says, Ki Elu HaShemis Nisin Ir Vizulasan Shemes Parsiim. It's actually Persian. Parsi. Anyone who talks Parsi to come and explain what Nisin Ir Seven Thomas means. Where do we get it from? It comes from the Megillah, for example. And he brings the Raya from the Megillah. Why does that say Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh Nisan, Megillah? This Chodesh, which is Chodesh Adar, why does the Megillah talk like that? Because we don't have it. It's not Nisan and Adar. It comes from Parsi. To us, it's Chodesh Rishon and Chodesh Sheni. Memeila, the Eid Hayoyim Agoyim Batzis Paras Amadi Kachem Kayim Oysim Zok the Ramban. If you will go now to Persia, they'll call Nisan Ir Seven Thomas, maybe with a little different dialect. Chreis, but another Chreis, not exactly. I always tell them what is French. It's English, but Memach Mit the Nuz Azayim Memach Tis Mevat Tis French. You know. Chreis Parsi. What's Parsi? Nisan Ir Seven is Parsi. Then he says the Ramban, the Kulam Kamainu, they all come and they call it like what we call these months. The Hine Naske B'Chadashim Agula Hashenis Kashosina Arena B'Rishayna. And for us, actually, we need to call it Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, like Yoim Rishon, Yoim Sheni, Yoim Shlishi. Notice we don't have names for the days either. It's Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. There's no months. It's Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi. There's even a ganze tumul in the Achayinim. So what right do we have to use these names? You know, we're not supposed to use the names that the Goyim use. It's a big tumul in Achayinim. The Maram Shik says that we're not allowed to say the word January, February, March, April, famous Maram Shik. Even our always makpid on January. We have no choice to write it because Lamaisa, we live among the Goyim, that's the Heter. Here we adopted names that came from Mamish Parsi. Names that came from Parsi. No, I don't have to go into the whole halacha in this Shaila now. That there's tshuvas from the Chassam Sofer that he himself wrote Goyish dates and so on and so forth. And the Maram Shik and Talmud from the Chassam Sofer. One day we could talk about this in a halacha shir. But getting back to the Shaila, so what's Nisan? Nisan came from Paras. So if you take a look at the Bnei Yisrael, he wants to say a Meiridik Chiddush. He wants to say Avadit came from Paras, like the Rishonim tell us, based on the Tosis and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin, based on the Yerushalmi, Abba Sigiven, Misinai. And thus is given Torah Shebal Peh Misinai, which means it wasn't written in the Torah, but for some reason it was written as Torah Shebal Peh, and then from there it went to Paras, and then afterwards it became Izgale in the Mikrayus, in the Psukim of Tanakh. Halidavu, it's an interesting thing. They actually do have names in HaTorah. The Torah conceals them. Yet in Mitzrayim, in Bava, all of a sudden we got names for the months, and we adopted those names, and we took them, and that became the names. Plus tutzachop dona, they say. What is it to me? You hear? Interesting, interesting, and it's not just an historic note. It's mefurish shainim. It's often a zachen that we don't have names to the months. We do not have names to the months, yet we adopted the names that Parsim, that the Persians have given us. Vas meitas. Right, Ziv, that's a very nice raya. The Rishayim talk, the Ran talks about it, the Drashis. Okay, like I said, we could talk very long about this topic. Ramban, the Ran, the Drashis has a big arichas about it. We could talk. But before we go weiter, let's understand, what does it mean, Achedesh Hazel Lechem Rishay? What is the Rishay? What's Rishay? It's the first, the Rishay. So let me start by telling you, Apele de Gagayim. In Shulchan Aruch, Apele, Mamish Adovet Shapele. If anyone asks you, are you allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh? Today. You know you're allowed to fast today. That's the halacha. You're allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How about tomorrow? No, tomorrow you're not allowed to fast. The entire Chodesh, you're not allowed to fast. The Chayra, on Rosh Chodesh Megmin, on the ganze Chodesh Talmenish, was tut sacha? Sagt der Heilige Gayin, that there's a Mekar for it. Ha Chodesh Azelochem is Rosh Chodeshim. The ganze Monat geht sein Rosh Chodesh. Chodesh Azelochem, Rosh Chodesh. Sie hat die Gayin verteidigt, the Pasuk. It's all Reish Chayidish. The ganze Monat is Reish Chayidish. Aber Reish Chayidish, da habe ich nicht was. Aber Rishayin, der erste Tag, Hu Lachem. That's going to be not a Reish Chayidish. That's going to be a day like every other day. Hey, look, guys. You have to read on this side. Good. The drash in the pasuk, the vasa der pshatake, the ganze monat, the whole month you're not allowed to fast. And Rosh Chodesh megmi fasten, was tut zachot. And they say, let's understand what the month is. So I find an interesting chida in Kisei David, a meridig chida. Zogt der chida, that actually, we notice that Pesach really starts from right after Purim. The shloishim yom kaidim achag. We begin to learn the halachas. What's the pshat? Because it begins Pesach already from Adar. As I state, Allah Chaynim starts. What's the start of it? Zakt el Chida. You know, we need 40 days. Tzareis Krichin from Tumas Mitzrayim. Memtes, actually not 40, 49 days. Memtes Shari Tumah. Zog the Chida, and I'm going to quote. Zog the Afilu a mensch was licked in the greste tumme, like Eden who are in Tumas Mitzrayim. Ad she yivshe arbe meyois yoim ritzufim zeach hazeh. Yeah? A person could be mamish 400 continuous days. Aber b'chol shana v'shana shloishim yoim kaidem a Pesach. Oizer Hashem leklal Yisrael lehoitzi nishmasa meichalos hatuma. The Rebbeinu Shleim, just like in Mitzrayim, that the Rebbeinu Shleim was malach. You ever notice the blushing of a pasuk? Hamale eschem meeretz Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shleim, he picked us up. We were so low, we fell so far. The Rebbeinu Shleim picked us up. Me'at, me'at. And this happens little by little. Ad asher below Pesach, b'nei chayrim hein. That's what it means, we become b'nei chayrim on Pesach. Dar yetzahara, dar tumme. This becomes the process of what happens throughout till from Adar all the way to the Pesach, throughout Nisan. Yeah? Kach Pirish, Zogt der Chida, this comes from a Chesed Lavram, quotes from before him. Then the Chida says, Zais HaSiba, Shemaskirin Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos. Why do we mask Yetzias Mitzrayim by night? Ki Balayla Maisa Shemayim Odiv Lohoitis Nefarshis Yisrael Mechale Atumah. Something about the night in Shemayim is we're able to malah the mensch more out of the tumah than by yoy. At at, little by little, midei shana at shebel pesach yu bnei chayim. Ubleila said that atzmi chayiv adam laharetz atzmi ki uliyatzim in Mitzrayim, and that's what it means. You should feel as if you left Mitzrayim, because just like when you left Mitzrayim, also to sechayis gereint, you went memtes shorim. You went up, man. Tess, so too. Alay lazeh, kilu yotzem in Mitzrayim. Azeh lev techida. And then he says, achidush nifla. You ready, Rabbi Zay? Chedesh ha-geula. We always think that this is Chedesh ha-geula. Zakter has more to do with the fact that Nissen is Chedesh ha-kapara. And that's why it's Chedesh ha-geula. Ki k'moy kei Chedesh Nissen uzmanam sugu l'be-geula. The geula is because just like in Mitzrayim, Mitzachayis gereint, in these days, says the Chida, you clean yourself. And because you clean yourself, the Meila, what happens? You're able to be nigal. That's why Nissen becomes the Zman of the geula. Azay, Zak, the Chida, in Kisei David.
Okay.
Now Rabbi say, let's go back to HaChedesh HaZeh Lochem Reish Chadashim. What is Yom Kippur? Huh? What? Oh, okay. Very good. Maybe. Kenzak. Tzalkulpanim, what do we have? That the monat fun Nisan is Azman Kapara for Klal Yisrael. Ah, you see? Tell me, what was Reish Chedesh? Reish Chedesh, we know, is a mere dikazach, and it's enough for Klal Yisrael. What is there? And that's his man, kapara l'chol toldaisa. Kippur, I'm sorry, Reish Chedesh is his man of kapara. It's a time that's miskapar. Memele ha-chedesh hazeh lochem, Reish Chedesh, and we'll dach tzach dos meintas, der Goyen zogt, yedel tog is hazeh vi Reish Chedesh. I was fragen, but jeder Tag is rechedisch. So was is rechedisch, eh? Sagt mir, was is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Kodesh Kedoshe. It's just, I feel aggressive, right? Fasten. Fierst on Yom Kippur. So kommt euch, that the rechedisch, which is the Zman of the Reish, the beginning of from the ganze Monat von Reish Chedesh, Reish Chedesh fasten, ja, das megen fasten. This lechayre, again, I don't have him gesagt, klar, I'm halach that the achreinim are mazbild the goyin, but I hear in the kuda that the goyin is explaining that the reason that you're allowed to fast and not allowed to fast is because when is Reish Chedesh? And the teretz is, Nissen, the ganze Chedesh is Reish Chedashim. You have to realize, Nissen is a man. And what is this? Zman, and what is der Kapare? His Chachus. His Chachus. You see? This is, and the truth is, if you look at all the Achenim, they discuss this, that Mitzrayim is a tremendous lesson. A mensch can sein azeh verloren. He can be so lost. Mensch, kann sein, ja, mem teshari tumme. Ja, ich weiß, was das ist. His chachus. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives you a chedesh hazeh lochem. That you have a fresh, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo helps you, and he's mali you, and he brings you up. But this Rabbi Shlomo is again an interesante sach. If you notice, we say Achedesh Hazel Lochem Reish Chedashim. Rishin Hu Lochem. How many times does it have to say the word Lochem? Teichin Achedesh Hazel Lochem Reish Chedashim. Rishon, Mechad Shehashon. Why does it repeat twice the word Lachem? So Mistam, over the years, so this one asked the Kash, that Chazal asked this Kash. It's a Zayir. The Zayir says, Trei Zimni. Why do I need Hitcham Rabbi Yehuda? Lachem Trei Zimni Lomo. Why do I need twice the word Lachem? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Yishtami Yoyser Kamadichsiv, Ki Chelak Hashem Amid. It's Lachem, it's to you and only to you and nobody. It's special, it's for you. You know, if you say it twice, and you mean it, it's more emphasis. The Torah will make sich, as du verstehst. Everybody, you should know, it's Azay Lachem, it's enough, Adir. Fregin Nale, Sakharov speaks Bariches about it. Ganze Teures for uns. Punkt. This is Lachem, and you should know it's Lachem. And then he brings another beautiful medrash by Tzitzis, and then by Sukkah, Sukkah Tia Lachon, and Lachems, and every time the Torah speaks Lachem, to be madgish that it's yours. And I think, was will me with them? Was? The Teretz Rabbi Yisrael is very posh, the Chayra. HaKodesh Hazel Lachem, it's to you, and to you only. And it brings out Lachem, what Klal Yisrael is different, Kichelek Hashem Amad. Like the Zaya uses the Lashon. This that we talk about, Nisan, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, is Kichelek Hashem Amad. Vos Meitos. So Rabbi said, let me tell you over, Meiridik Ishlo. Tell me, Mestame, by this point, everyone already knows that there's a Machlaikis, when the world was created. One mandama says, B'tishrei nivra ilam. And one mandama says, B'nissen nivra ilam. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah, Taf Chav Zayin discusses, what do we do with the davening? Hayayim haras ilam, Tchilas masecho, good. So how could it be a machlekes, B'nissen nivra ilam, B'tishrei nivra ilam? When was the world created? Is it this? Is it? So Taisa says, the Machshava, and the Machshava, the Eibush, the Pru, in Tishrei. In this, oh, but in Tishrei, it was Lamais. Okay. So after Eile Gishla, and then the Rapsha. So Vasemis brings it down, and all the Mephoshim talk about this Shla. You know, the world was created in two shifts. Actually, in two drachim. The physical world was created in Tishrei. But when was the Olam of Ruchnis, when was that created? That was created in Nisan. Azezav Tishlah. The world physically was created in Tishrei. That's true. Zayim Tchilas Ma'asecha Emes. Aber der Welt ist nicht nur für die Welt, für die trees, for the highways and the byways. It's about the Rabbeinu Shleilam Torah. That is B'nissen Nivra Ha'ilam. I know there's a Chazal that says that when the Mishkan, the day that the Mishkan was put up, Vayhi, Lashon Simcha, Vayhi Simcha Lefanav, Kibriya Shemayim Va'aretz, like the world was created. What's the pshat, Rabbi? I think this shlo, because Briyas Ha'olam, Avada physically, was in Tishrei. When did Briyas Ha'olam take on its meaning? When did the Tachlis HaBriya come into effect? That happened in Nisan. Tell you even more of this. Take a look. Rashi tells us that the Torah actually should have started with HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. Why? Shehi Mitzvah Rishayna. Why should the Torah start with that? It's a good question, But we don't have to know about everything in the beginning. The Teretz Habayis is mamish what we're speaking. The question is, when was the Torah created? The world created? Do we look at creation of the world? Reishis bara likim es hashamayim ves haaretz, or hachidesh hazeh lochem? Reish chadash. When does it start? When does it begin? Does it begin Tishrei? Does it begin in Nisan? And the Teretz is, for Klal Yisrael, actually it begins where in Nisan? Sfarim vet gebracht. See, the Ilum is a little bit tired and they're looking at the watch. They say, Beis Reishis. Bereishis is Beis Reishis, that there's actually two beginnings of the world. There's the Reishis, physical, and then there's the Reishis, Ruchnis. And that's what the Medrash is asking. Why does it say, Lochem Tre Zimni, Ki Chelik Hashem Amoy? What do you think? The Rabbeinu Shloim was Bashaf in the Welt for the Welt? Et Bashaf in the Welt for Klal Yisrael, for Torah, for Mitzvahs. So Nisan is a Zman, a time where the Rabbeinu Shloim, its tachlis of Bria became to fruition. I want to tell you that this is a Mefurish Shehran, and I wanted to discuss this Ran with you. It's beautiful. The Ran says, what does it mean, Lochem? Why does it say, Achaydesh Hazel Lochem Reish Chadash? The Ran in the Drashas. He asked this Kasha. Zakta, V'alpha Pi Shachachom Im Kosfu, Shezeh Azman Roy Eliyah Shir Reish Hazman. Why is Nisan, people always thought, why is it called Rosh Hazmanim? And he says the Ran, doesn't make sense, because something that goes in a circle can't have a Rosh. Keeps on going in circle. How could have a... He says, Chachamim would say, because it has good climate. It's a Ran reference. Spring, the summer, days, people look forward for it. So this became the head of all the ma'as. He's up to that. Some furish rana. He says, "Al derech hasiprut l'toiv miskli v'shivi avirei," because the climate is good. Zakta. That's only if you go after the sun. So you can say the climate is good, but we don't make our calendar based on the sun. We make it based on the moon. So how could you come and say that the summer months are the great? We're not talking about the sun. A guy, the ganze leben liegt im liegen auf dem Sonn. Has to lay on the sun. Sunday. For him, his grace the tug is the Sunday. I know it doesn't come from there. I'm just joking. Makulpanim, the Ran is saying that the Chachamim were discussed that maybe it's the good. It's a good high season. High season. Zakte sinit azoy. Lachein oma achaydesh azeh ima yoyish einenu roi mitzaratz mi shiroish chadashim. Lachem roi shiroish. For you, Nisan is roish chadashim. Why? Because it's the highest season. Shabai nigaltem. Shabai through it, you got the Torah. So for you, that's what the Torah is being madgish. Achaydesh azeh. It's Lachem to you. Don't you understand? To you, this is the main month. Don't you understand the chshivas of this month? To you, you have to look at the world and see importance. Nisan is the most important month, because Nisan begins Avodas Hashem. Am Yisrael, ki chelek Hashem amoy. It's a Ran, Rabbi Yisrael. A Ran in the drushes. But this, I'm going to end with a Meir Yechsam Seif. When was Kiddush HaChaydash? HaChaydash HaZeh Lachem. It's interesting, that the Kiddush HaChodesh is tied to the month of Nisan. Why is it tied to the month of Nisan? Chodesh Hazeh Lachem. So we mentioned already the union of Ischachus, and that's the month of Nisan. It's a time of Ischachus. I'm going to show you something very interesting. It says in Chazal that the Eibishter showed him a Levana, Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told him, Kizere Eve Kadesh. Frekter Heilig Samsoif, in the Tshuvas Heilig Vav. Simin Lamed Hein Lekutim. Doesn't understand. When did the Eibishter speak to Moshe Rabbeinu? By day or by night? Only by day. Furush Chazal. Eibishter spoke to Moshe only by day. Fragt of some cipher. So how could he tell him Kizera Eva Kadesh, a tiny dot, what we're able to see? Well, how is he able to see in the middle of the day in Mitzrayim? And then he brings that Michael and Gabriel were Adim and they were Meid. Agansa Chazal. He brings from Chazal, Agansa Maisa. Maybe it was Bein Hashmashis, and then Gabriel and Michael, they were the Adim on the Kiddush HaChodesh. Some say. For him, he says, I would say different terms. Says, Balkarchenu Tzrichim Loimer. The Eibishter showed him the Levana in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim starts to move, right? So as you move, so in Eretz Yisrael already was night, and he showed him the Levana in Eretz Yisrael. You know what this means? I'll tell you what it means. Hayid makes a calendar. Does it make sense that I should make my calendar according to what they were Kiveya and the moon in Eretz Yisrael? Does that make sense? And if it, who doesn't make a calendar according to where you live? I live here. My calendar and my Zmanim are here. My ass is punk verkehrt. Als Eretz Yisrael. Even Eretz Yisrael, see Reish Chaydish. Alter Neis, and I uns is Reish Chaydish. I live here. What do you mean? It's not Rish Chodesh. What? Let's wait till the moon comes here and I'll be Kaveya Lafi. You know what the Teretz is? Rafesai. HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rish Chodesh. What world do you live in? You see? Avada, the guy lives here. In this world, his day, his matziv, where he is. And therefore, to him, the Oilam's Oilam Ayitzira, the world. And to him, the Rosh Kedoshim is the sun, the Mezeg Avir. The Yid doesn't live here. Like the Ran says, to you, it's a whole different world. The world is more about the Ruchnius and the Eibishter. And that's where? That's what Rabbi Yehuda Levi said. Bibi Bamizrach, Vani B'Saif Ma'irif. The Yid doesn't live where physically he lives. He lives where the Beis HaMikdash is, where the Ruchnius is. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh Rishon Hu Lachem Lachot She'ashana. They were in Mitzrayim. They're sitting in Mitzrayim in the middle of blot. And Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching them that what do you have in front of you? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. For you, this is Reish Chodashim. Why? Because you're going to leave Mitzrayim and go to the Midbar and be Makabel the Torah, and then you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael and we're going to build a Mishkan. That's called Olam. So your world began in Nisan. Your Reish Chodashim begins in Nisan. Mela the Kiddush HaChodesh is not where you live. The Kiddush HaChodesh is what's in Eretz Yisrael, what the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash were Keveya. With all the halachas we follow in Eretz Yisrael, Talamata, All these inyanim we follow is always Eretz Yisrael. Abich vayin dachta. Teretz, like the Ran says, Ayid vayin nishda. Ayid vayin in a welt of ruchnis. And this is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. The month of Nisan is a month where the Yid doesn't live today. Here. He's living in a world of Torah and Avodah, and we appreciate it. It's Rosh Chodeshim because this was the month that we got the Torah. This is the month that we became Avdei Hashem. And every day of it has the koyach of a Rosh Chodesh, of his chachus, of his salus, of cleaning ourselves in preparation to Pesach. So remember, Rabbis, like Pesach cleaning is not just the house. When we talk about house cleaning, we have to do inner house cleaning. It's a zman kapara, inner house cleaning. Malasos. And that's why we could sit in the Ghres de Gullus. And with this I end, Rabbis, and you'll understand how I begin. Eden sat at tables, Pesach's darim, in the deepest and the darkness of nights. Gullus. Why are they doing Gullus? Yet they sat there as B'nai Chayrim. Unbelievable. And they opened the door and they would say, Ge'ula, for Nigalim, we have Nigalim, Kiliyatzim, Mitzrayim. When the Teretz is, Al Dayid was Typhus, HaChodesh HaZelachem Reish Chodashim. That's what the Yid gets in Nisan. It's not about where you are now. It's about a whole different world. It's a ganz andere Welt. Kann man sitzen bei Seder. Und öffnen ein Tier und sagen, Anu b'nei Chayrim, Anu b'nei Chayrim, we are b'nei Chayrim. B'nei Chayrim, because b'nei Chayrim has a whole different meaning. And that's what happens in the Chodesh. The school of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem
HaChodesh. You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.